I would also like to acknowledge the following individuals and their organizations for the great things they do every day that we don't see for our veterans in our community. Behind me is Lisa Potts, our new Assistant Director of Veteran Services. And now I'm going to read quite a bit of names, so we'll hold off to the end. From our Marshfield Veteran Organization, Jamie Ducey, Commander of the DAV Chapter 35, Heather White, Commander of the DAVA Auxiliary Unit 35, Bob Griffin, Commander, Korean War Veterans Association, Loews Ferris Chapter, Jim Bennett, Commander, AMVETS, Post 1996, Larry Sweeney, Commander, VFW, Post 8345, George Earl, Commander, American Legion, Post 88, our Ed Timlin, Marshfield Graves Officer. And at this point, we would like to take a moment to also recognize our Board of Trustees for the Veterans Memorial Park. Chairman Ed Sullivan, Vice Chair Ed Timlin, William Ciano, Heather White, Janine Vaughn, and the caretaker of the Veterans Memorial Park, Carmine Bruno. These groups really do a lot behind the scenes for our veterans. They're in and out of our office all the time. They call in and they make sure our veterans are taken care of. So we appreciate everything they do. And at this time, I would like to call on our Assistant Director, Lisa Potts, to the podium to read the Governor's Proclamation.
Wow. Give yourselves a huge round of applause. Look at everybody here. This is amazing. Whereas, since the Commonwealth's colonial days, thousands of men and women have served our country in defense of freedom and liberty. And whereas, on November 11th, 1918, the armistice was signed by the Allied nations and Germany, ending World War I, the war to end all wars, after 4 years of conflict. And whereas, since that day, every November, people from around the nation have gathered to honor our veterans. And whereas, there are approximately 388,000 veterans living in Massachusetts. And whereas, today, we are reminded of the great sacrifices and contributions that our veterans have made to our country. And whereas, we honor and salute those who served our country throughout the generations with honor, patriotism, and courage. And whereas, it is appropriate that all Massachusetts citizens remember the bravery of those who served their country, so that their dedication and sacrifices serve as a reminder of the cost of our freedom. And whereas, in November 2021, the world will commemorate the 103rd anniversary of the armistice that ended the fighting of World War I at 11 a.m. on November 11th, 1918, the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. Now, therefore, I, Charles D. Baker, Governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, do hereby proclaim November 11th, 2021, to be Veterans Day.
Now I'd like to introduce Chris Rowland as our first speaker.
Good morning, everyone. This is amazing. What a beautiful day for us to be able to come out and celebrate our veterans. It's a real honor for me to be able to be here and speak to you all and to take some time out of our busy, busy lives and our crazy schedules to honor the veterans who have served us. I would be remiss. I like to speak from the heart in situations like this because my heart is full right now, looking at all of our neighbors and friends and the veterans that stand behind me and the veterans I see in front of me. But I would be remiss to not mention my grandfather, John Milton Williams. He was an amazing man, and he served two tours of duty in World War II in both theaters, both the Pacific and the Atlantic, on the USS Nickel. When he was called, he answered with no protest, leaving behind my grandmother, a newlywed, my brand new wife and a little baby daughter, my mother. And he answered that call. And my whole life with him, he was a hero to me, just like many of you veterans are a hero to all of us. So what else do I say on a day like this? But thank you. Thanks to the veterans for their service, for their sacrifice, and for their protection, so that I have the freedom, and we all have the freedoms we have today. So I have a challenge for all of you. Let's make Veterans Day every day. When you see a veteran, thank him for his service, or her for her service. You know, buy them a cup of coffee, give them a smile, because of them, we are free, and we are the country that we enjoy every single day. So God bless Marshfield, Massachusetts. God bless the United States of America, and God bless the veterans for all the service they have done. Thank you so much.
State Representative Pat Kearney.
Good morning. Thank you so much for being here. First of all, I'd like to thank the Board of Selectmen, the different veterans associations that are here today, volunteers, and most importantly, all of the veterans among us that have sworn an oath to protect the United States. Today, we recognize the service and sacrifice of our nation's veterans. They are our finest citizens, and through their sacrifice, they have made this country and the world a better place. Today I've been asked by Karen to be brief because after this we are actually going to be going to a ribbon cutting of the new veterans housing here in Marshfield. It's symbolic of a collective effort that this community continues to show in support of our veterans that live here in Marshfield. As we show our appreciation today, as Chris said, let us be reminded that every day should be Veterans Day, and every day that we enjoy freedom, it is because of our veterans. Thank them, shake their hand, give them a hug, volunteer at a VA hospital, give back to those who have given so much to us. God bless our veterans, God bless those that are still overseas serving this country as we speak, and God bless the United States of America. Thank you.
Next, Mass State Director Jim Cantwell.
Thank you all for being here today, and thank you especially today for Marshall's Veterans Agent Karen Collette and Lisa Potts for doing a wonderful job pulling this all together. Let's have a round for her. Here in Massachusetts, we are the first in the nation for service to our veterans. And it's because of women like Karen and Lisa, but also people who came before. Bill Dodge, Dick Martin, who's here today, Larry Whalen, our esteemed leader here for today, where we had the pleasure of having you be the leader today for the Grand Marshal, and before that, Buddy Nagel. We want to thank each and every one of them. Also want to note that tomorrow, November 2nd, is George Earl Day, which we had for a long time, the 20 years that George Earl put together this parade. So thank you, George, for your service. We appreciate all that you do. Every one of our veterans here deserve our thanks. We know Barney Dow for 20 years took care of this park. Carmen Bruno, you're doing it here today. We want to thank you for all your service. It's an honor to come to speak to you today on behalf of Senator Ed Markey. I want to thank all of you for maintaining this tradition. We have our tremendous, our selectmen who are here, Registrar of Probate, Mike Boresco. It's a who's who with our state representative and from Congressman Keating's office. We thank you all for coming out. On this day, Americans are called upon to remember, to recognize, and reflect on the important contributions made by generations of women and men who answered our nation's call to service. On this day, we build on a rich and historic tradition in Marshfield of going throughout our town, honoring those from the Civil War, those from the Revolutionary War, those coming right up to today's battles that we will, I know, recognize soon. On this day, each of us uphold our sacred bond and solemn obligation to provide services to those who deserve them, who protected our democratic ideals. On this day, we do all of the above. However, for thousands who are still serving us overseas, and for even more thousands of their family members who have given up much to make sure they protect our way of life, every day is Veterans Day. Every day is our chance to convey our thanks to those who are sacrificing much to protect our way of life. So as Chris said before me, and Patrick as well, the first simple ask this morning is to make sure to thank each and every veteran that you say today and every day to say thank you for your service. But I also want to take this occasion to thank our public service professionals who are here, many who are veterans serving in the police, our fire department, our DPW for their service. We have been fighting a different kind of war this last 18 months, and as we all know, this is the first time in 2 years we've all come together to be able to thank our veterans. It's perhaps our first chance to thank those in the fire department, police department, all of those, Michael, you put together to make sure that we had this wonderful treatment center and making sure people had vaccines. So thank you, Michael, for all that's been done. Our veterans have earned and deserve the best care and the best facilities that our nation has to offer. I'm here to attest that Senator Markey will ensure that we continue to do so. But I also want to note that Marshfield, when we talk of homelessness, Marshfield isn't on the sidelines. Marshall, not just watching, we will be opening a veterans home later today. We're doing our part, Karen, and it's largely with the great work of you and Bill Dodge. So finally, in closing, I want to recognize that we are in challenging societal and political times. My ask for us, the final ask, is to recognize the goodness in each and every one of us and recognize our common bonds. I've been back and forth to D.C. quite often in the last 2 years. And one thing we all agree upon is we need to thank our veterans. We need to thank those who have come before us. We hit the cosmic lottery to be born living in this country, the greatest country in the world, at this time in the world's history. Let us paraphrase John Kennedy. As we express our gratitude to our veterans and countrymen, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter the words of kindness to one another, but to live them. Thank you all for being here today. God bless the United States. God bless all veterans and soldiers.
Thank you. We will now pay our respects to Marshfield service members who have made the ultimate sacrifice to our military service to our country. World War II names will be read by Ed Timlin.
Thank you. Veterans of the Second World War, Martin L. Baker, Raymond E. Boone, Thomas E. Johnson, Burton Peterson, Richard N. Peterson, Norman H. Randall, Walton K. Rogers, Wilford Young Jr.
Korean War names will be read by Jamie Ducey.
Alfred Lopes Jr., Ronald R. Ferris, Mark A. Erickson.
Vietnam War names read by Jim Bennett.
Memory of Veterans of Vietnam, John A. Berrio, William A. Cogshell, Ronald P. Daly, Edward T. Ned Egan Jr., James W. Mailer, Richard Olson.
Veterans groups, about peace. Present arms.
Thank you.
about peace. At this time, the Marshfield High School chorus members, Carly Connor, Sophie Costello, Patrick White, Dan Kahn, will now sing God Bless America.
Opportunity to thank everyone for taking time out of your busy lives to honor our Veterans Day today and attending our ceremony. We'd like to thank all those who played a part in our parade and ceremonies. A lot of work that goes on very early in the morning. Brian McPhee and Joe Klein, president of Corporate Sound in Attleboro, for the donation of the logistics and providing all the sound system. Otherwise, nobody could hear me. All of our Marshfield Veterans organizations that you see down in front here. Gilly Kent from the Marshfield VFW. Our elected officials, the police department, the fire department, Jimmy Kent and the DPW, Dave Kaminsky and the Marshfield High School Band, buglers Dave Barrow and Finn O'Rallahy, and the Marshfield High School Chorus, van drivers Dave Gavaza and Jim Bachman, and the media for their coverage of the parade. The Disabled Veterans Auxiliary is also hosting a meal for all parade participants for today. They are invited back to the DAV post at 108 Dyke Road for lunch. We also invite you to the Veterans Home. Today is the grand opening. We are doing a flag-raising ceremony at 12 p.m., so right after this. Parking is limited. There is no parking. So if you want to walk up to the house, we'd love to have you. It's going to be fabulous. And we just thank you very much for showing the pride of Marshfield and being a part of our day. This is awesome. Thank you. This concludes our ceremony. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.